Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News, the first edition, January 3rd, 2023. Stand up for your country. So 2 weeks off. Boy, I haven't had 2 weeks off and I can't even remember. Went pretty smoothly. In the final thought at the end of the broadcast, I'll bring you up to date on some of the things that we did here. I hope your break and your holiday was a good one. And very positive, and if it wasn't, that you learn something from it. One of our themes this year, 2023, is learning from mistakes, because that propels people to a better life. You got to learn from mistakes because everybody makes them. There's no doubt about it. Now, I open a Wall Street Journal today. I get that newspaper along with some others every morning delivered to me, and the headline is, Wall Street Journal warning investors about 2023. I mean, you know, the American economy is so shaky right now because of poor leadership. And I'm not just talking about Joe Biden. The Republicans are having a hell of a time nominating a speaker in the House. I mean, McCarthy may or may not get it. I think he will ultimately, but it's a mess. There's no leadership in this country, no elected leadership. And it's just hurting everything. But the Biden administration is really beyond the pale, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So it's about respecting American citizens. That's what it's about. And most people don't look at it that way. We the people have to be respected by the people we elect to try to make the country or the state or your county better. But in the process, we can't be disrespected, and that's what's happening. Let me give you some examples. So over the break on December 30th, Biden signed the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill. Okay? This elevates Biden's spending to $6.3 trillion in his first 2 years. Far and away, the most money ever spent by a federal government. Number two is Barack Obama, who spent $2.8 million in his first 2 years. So that was the record, $2.8 trillion in 2 years, and now the record's $6.3 trillion. And you can see how out of control Biden is. He doesn't care about the repercussions of spending money you don't have, inflating the currency, devaluating the American dollar. He doesn't understand it. It's way beyond his capacity to understand. and his progressive cadres who run him want all of this because it might collapse the American economy, and therefore the government would step in and run everything, which is what the progressive socialists want. So there is a method to their madness. They want the private economy, the marketplace, the capitalistic system to crash and burn so it can be replaced with big federal government socialism. What they want is clear to anyone who's a thinking individual. So this $6.3 trillion omnibus spending bill was supported by a bunch of Republicans, all right? And the Republicans said, well, we want the defense spending, $800 billion in the bill, and so we will hold our nose and vote for it, even though we don't like some of the other stuff. And we're talking the usual suspects, Susan Collins of Maine, Tom Cotton of Arkansas actually voted for this, and he's very conservative. Lindsey Graham voted for it. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, of course. Mitt Romney, of course. All these people, all these Republicans voted for it, and all the Democrats, they vote a block now. They don't care how much money, because in the progressive circles, this is a good thing. It's a good thing. All right, but it's disrespectful to the working class people because we have to pay more taxes. You can't just spend in 2 years $6.3 trillion, okay? That wasn't on the ledger before Biden got elected. If Trump had won, this wouldn't even be discussed, okay? You can't just spend $6.3 trillion without raising taxes on everybody who works. Now, they'll do it in different ways that disguise it, but the working class people, in addition to paying inflationary prices on everything, are going to have to pay more taxes on everything. Everything you buy, everything you need, everything you use. It's really disrespectful. $31 trillion in debt right now. That doesn't mean anything to anybody. You go out and you say, wow, that $31 trillion debt is upsetting me. People look like you're insane. What do they care? It's just on paper, but it's really not. It exists. And the United States is to pay the interest on the debt. So if you buy savings bonds, and hundreds of millions of people all over the world do, you get interest payments from the U.S. government. That stacks up the debt. I mean, it's just, Anyway, I would not have voted for this bill. And I'm not voting for it on an ideological basis or against it. It's just not a good bill. And let me give you some examples. So $2.6 billion allocated for U.S. attorneys to continue the prosecutions of January 6th. You already got 900 people indicted. And you need $2.6 billion more? No. Enough. It's been 2 years. You got your 900. That's it. Shut it down. Have those people adjudicated, and that's it. $11.3 billion to the FBI. No, the FBI is corrupt. We're not giving them a penny more until their leadership changes. Just that alone, I don't vote for this bill. Okay? $1.6 billion to U.S. Customs and Border Protection to transport migrants here illegally anywhere they want to go. No. I mean, are you getting this now, how insane this is? All right? And then a pilot program to aid illegal aliens who are going to be deported to give them attorneys. That's part of that $1.6 billion. No. I don't want my tax money going to lawyers to defend these people. They're not American citizens. No border wall, of course. That's Biden. All right, $200 million for Gender Equity and Equality Action Fund. No. And you know where that fund is? In Pakistan. Gender equity and equality in Pakistan. We're supposed to pay $200 million. No. $286 million for Planned Parenthood and other like-minded groups. No. Let them raise private money. $2 million for a museum in Baltimore, National Great Blacks in Wax. No. You want a museum? Raise the funds. $3.6 million for the Michelle Obama jogging trail in Georgia. No. Let Michelle Obama, if she wants a jogging trail there, she could pay for it. I mean, they have hundreds of millions of dollars, see Obama. $3 million for a LGBTQ museum. No. Raise it privately. So all of that is in the omnibus bill. And I'm sitting here going, why would any honest American who respects the taxpayer vote for that bill? If you disagree, bill at BillO'Reilly.com, bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Okay? It's insane. What's happening is literally insane. And that's a memo. All right, Gallup's out with a poll now about 2023. Percentage of negative predictions for USA, 81% of Americans say not going to be a good year. 81%. Not. As long as Biden's sitting there, it's impossible. He won't solve any problems. He won't. And that's not, and this Gallup poll is bogus. It's got 36% Democrats and 25% Republicans. And it's a bogus poll. It's stacked with Democrats. These Democrats are going, no. Instinctively, they know. They'll never say, but they know. So this poll is all about no confidence for Joe Biden. No confidence at all. And why? Because he doesn't do anything. So Biden comes back from St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. About 5 o'clock last night, he landed in Maryland, Andrews Air Force Base. He goes to the White House. What has he got on his schedule today? No, nothing. Nothing. It's another holiday. Is it Kwanzaa? Is Kwanzaa? I don't even know. Okay, but so he doesn't do anything. Tomorrow, he's going to Kentucky with Mitch McConnell for a dog and pony show. A dog and pony show means that there isn't anything of substance to see. There's a dog and a pony, and the dog follows the pony around, but that's it. That's what a dog and pony show is. So Biden's traveling to Kentucky to meet with McConnell about the infrastructure bill and how great it is. It's part of the $6.5 trillion. And McConnell willingly allowing himself to be used. And he voted for the omnibus bill. So McConnell, he's just a power-hungry guy. He's not looking out for anybody but himself. Okay. Now, in his first year, this is called data assembled by the Daily Caller. Joe Biden spent 40% of his first full year on getaways. All right. He was out of the White House for 141 days, 92 days or partial days in Delaware, 32 days at Camp David, and then on and on and on and on. Okay, so I'm sorry, and I don't mean to be disrespectful to the office of the presidency. The man is lazy. He's just lazy. And he's not problem solving, as I mentioned 1,000 times. All right, so this Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House thing, I'm going to have to defer till tomorrow because this is so chaotic, so many things happening. I'm taping this broadcast, No Spin News, in the late afternoon, okay, of today, Tuesday. But by 6 o'clock, this whole thing could be different. So give me 24 hours to analyze what's happening here. The far right in the House, Republicans, of course, don't like McCarthy. So they're not voting for him. That's the story. I think he will be the speaker, but that's just a guess. So give me till tomorrow. I'll have everything for you. Don't believe what you hear tonight on the network and cable news broadcast because they won't report it accurately. I will. The best result that I can point to of our disastrous leadership in Washington, the result of it, are the airlines. Now, I warned on August 17th what would happen this Christmas holiday. Go. You got to plan out. Because if you don't, you're going to pay so much more, and you may not even get what you want. Because the airlines are under so much pressure, they don't have enough people. They're going to be canceling flights. There's flight delays all over the place. You all know. Federal government's doing nothing. And that's exactly what happened. All right, 28,000 flights from December 18th to January 2nd canceled. 62,000 flights delayed. Southwest Airlines completely melts down. Okay. I, of course, you'll remember, sounded the alarm last April about JetBlue. When I was sitting in JFK in New York City waiting to go to Turks and Caicos, and the plane wouldn't take off. First, it was an hour delay, then two, then three, then four, then 5 hours, and JetBlue lied to its customers. They said it was weather, when a Delta flight going to the same island took off on time. So we discovered that JetBlue didn't have a pilot to fly the plane, but didn't tell any of its passengers. That's exactly what happened. And that's exactly what happened to Southwest. They don't have enough pilots. They don't have enough flight personnel, flight attendants, mechanics, baggage people. They don't have enough. And they knew it. They knew it. They had to know it. But they booked the flights anyway. Screw you. Talk about disrespect. Now, if the airline companies feared the federal government, which they should because the federal government has oversight and can fine the airlines for dishonest consumer behavior, which of course this was, then the airlines wouldn't do it. But only one airline has been fined by Pete Buttigieg in the Department of Transportation. Frontier, a tiny airline that you got to be insane to take anyway. Okay? They were fined $2.2 million for hosing their customers in November of 2022. No other airlines fined. Not JetBlue, not anybody. All right, here's what Buttigieg said in September. Go.
It was kind of a brutal summer for travel. What can be done about this? Do you think this issue will be sorted in time for the holidays?
I think it's going to get better by the holidays. We're really pressing the airlines to deliver better service. So many people have been delayed, been canceled. It's happened to me several times this summer. And the fact is they need to be ready to service the tickets that they're selling.
He thinks it's going to be better for the holidays. So Clueless doesn't even come close to that man. Now, he's ruined his political career. You know, one time the Democrats said, ooh, we can get a gay guy in the White House because Buttigieg comes off as an articulate man and whatever. He has no background. He's a mayor of South Bend, Indiana. Well, he can't run anything. Okay, but now, if you don't know how incompetent that man is, oh, no, it's going to get better. This is in September of this year. It's going to get better. So he's not monitoring anything. The feds aren't. They're just letting the airlines do whatever they want to do. You know, millions of people had their Christmas plans blown up. Millions. And where's Buttigieg? Did he fine anybody? No. This is the essential problem with our country right now. No leadership. No one even trying to solve the problem. The only thing that's gotten better in the last year, there's one thing that's gotten better, and that's gas prices have gone down. And the reason that happened was because all the restrictions that Biden put on the oil companies, the harvesting of oil when he was inaugurated, he took off very quietly. And the oil companies said, we can make a lot of money now harvesting oil and processing oil and getting it out because prices are so high. So the gasoline flowed. And when the gasoline flows, prices come down. That's what happened. So one thing has gotten better. So Biden screwed up the gas prices for a year, and we all got whacked, and we're still getting whacked on heating oil, by the way. Okay, and then he quietly took off all of the things that he had put on that made it harder to get oil to the marketplace. That's what happened. Every other problem that we've had since this man was inaugurated has gone unsolved. The border is worse. But Americans, the people who voted in the midterms and voted Democrat, they don't care about this. They care about getting things. I want, send me a check. Send me, I want, I want, I want. And the progressives and Biden do that. It's what they do. So that's where we are. Ancient Rome, exactly the same thing happened. Discipline broke down. Problem solving broke down because the people wanted free bread and circuses, and that's what they got, free wine. Boom. Okay. It's so disrespectful. So disrespectful for the federal government to allow the airline industry to behave this way. I can't even tell you. And you know what else is disrespectful? Every illegal migrant that comes into this country, all 6 million of them now, since Biden's been president, we have to pay for them. You and me, we pay for them. We pay to transport them wherever they want to go. We pay their education costs, their health costs, their food costs, many times their housing costs. We pay. It's so disrespectful. I can't even tell you. But most Americans, they're not getting it yet. It's going to take a catastrophe. All right. My congressperson is George Santos. I voted for him. Okay. 3rd District, New York. So Santos is a compulsive liar. That means he doesn't even know he's lying. So he lied about everything. His education, his family, his business, everything. So he's got to resign. Now, I got letters. I'm going to read some. All right. What aboutism? Oh, what about Joe Biden? He lies all the time, too. Okay. So what? So what? Life isn't fair. You're never going to punish all the miscreants. This guy Santos is so outrageous. He runs for Congress on a fraudulent basis. He's a fraud. So a voter like me, all right, and I didn't do a background check on Santos. I didn't. I voted for him because the guy running against him, Zimmerman, is a loon, a progressive loon. And I said, anybody but Zimmerman. But now, if I had to vote again, I'd vote for Zimmerman. Because Santos is a fraud. You can't run a government by allowing a guy to lie about everything when he's running for office. You can't. You can't keep going, what about, what about, what about, what about? Yeah, Joe Biden lied. And it's wrong, and he should be held to account. He won't be, but Donald Trump said things that weren't true as well. All right, that's always going to take place. But to run on an election basis where I have to vote, and this guy's defrauding the whole process, you can't have that. He's got to go. He will. There's no way he's going to be sworn in today, but he's not going to keep it. He's got to go. Cannot run a country by condoning dishonesty, by saying, oh, yeah, we know it's bad, but look at that other bad. You don't condone bad behavior by pointing to other bad behavior. You just can't. You can't run a country that way, or a business, or a family. I mean, look, you have kids, and every time you catch your kids doing something wrong, they go, but Bobby did work. You can't. You got to discipline. Santos, oh, geez, awful, awful. Idaho, this is a fascinating story. So you know it. I mean, it gets big ratings, so all the news agencies are doing it. So these four poor college students at Idaho, University of Idaho, they are knifed to death by an intruder. And then the intruder bolts, and they can't find him for a couple of weeks. So they finally found him. His name is Brian Kohlberger, 28 years old, a graduate student at Washington State University, which is very close to Moscow, Idaho, where the Idaho University is. Okay, so how did they catch this guy? This is the crux of the story. So when the investigators go into any crime scene, the first thing they do is gather DNA. So they had the DNA of the four victims, all dead, all right? But there was other DNA in the death rooms, and they collected the DNA. So they ran it through law enforcement, and nothing came up. That means that that DNA from that person who was in those rooms, he was not involved in any kind of criminal situation in the past. So there was no DNA. So then the investigators very smartly went to the private DNA companies. These are the companies that trace your lineage, okay? Companies like FamilyTree, GED Match, Ancestry DNA. And you have to, if you want your lineage, your ancestors traced, you have to provide a DNA sample. Apparently, this guy did, Kohlberger. Now, they haven't said which agency he gave the DNA to. But there are only two agencies that cooperate with police, FamilyTree DNA and GED Match, okay? So the cops got this guy's DNA from a private lineage firm where you pay money to find out who your ancestors were. Now, I didn't know any of this. The two biggest ones don't cooperate with the cops, all right? Ancestry DNA and 23andMe, they won't cooperate. But I think the cops got a warrant on this. I think they got a warrant here. So we don't know what agencies, all right? And if you go to these places and pay money to find out who your ancestors are, you can sign a paper. You opt out. If anybody asks about your DNA, you can sign that paper. It will not do you any good if there's a warrant. But if it's just somebody trolling around and trying to find your DNA, then these companies have to honor that. But they found this guy, all right, through the DNA process. Now, the bottom line on this story is evil. And we went over this in December, how the rise of evil in this country is changing everything. It's called moral relativism. It's embraced by the progressives. And I'm not blaming the progressives for this Idaho murder. But it's embraced by progressive people where there really isn't a right and a wrong anymore. It's the total opposite of Judeo-Christian philosophy. The rise of evil here is affecting all of us. And again, it's something just like disrespect of voters that Americans don't, they're not processing yet. But there's a hardcore 15% of people in this country who will kill you in a heartbeat because they don't believe in right and wrong. They don't care. This guy is obviously mentally disturbed. They'll get him. And I think Idaho has a death penalty. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him 10 years from now executed. Colorado, they find a guy, Andrew Durdy, D-U-R-D-Y, Greeley, Colorado, with 5,800 pills, fentanyl. Okay? So he's a pusher. 5,800 fentanyl pills. They convict him. Sentenced him to 40 years in a state penitentiary in Colorado, right on Colorado. Compare that to New York City, where they find a guy with 22,000 fentanyl pills, Manuel Pagan, and he's released with no bail. So one guy gets 40 years for 5,800 fentanyl pills. The other guy's got 22,000. He's released no bail. Now, we're following this Paygon story in New York City. It looks like he's cooperating with the authorities about how he got all his fentanyl. So he did answer his first, I didn't think he was going to show up, but he did. It looks like he's charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance. But Colorado did the right thing. 40 years is the right sentence for these things that can kill you like that. These fentanyl people. And these drug addicts, they take it. They know it could kill them. They don't care. They don't care about their own lives. It's sort of trying to get across to you. They don't care about your life or their life. Just want to get high. Good Colorado.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Barbara Walters. So as many of you know, she was a friend of mine. And they did something on The View with me and Barbara and the walk-off with Goldberg and Behar. Today, I'm going to run that tomorrow, but I don't want to run it in the tribute to Barbara Walters because obviously... she passes away at age 93, December 30th passes. And a pioneer, I mean, she broke all kinds of glass ceilings, they call them in the media. Harry Reasoner gave her a hard time, terrible time. The old boy network, and she just went boom, 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 kicked in the doors, became fabulously successful, as you know, and started The View. And, you know, I would talk to her often. About the show, and she booked me plenty, and I was on it a lot. One in time, it was pretty interesting. This was April 16th, 2014. Go.
Bill O'Reilly does not mince words, and especially when he has an issue, as he does with Stephen Colbert and Beyonce and a few others that we will talk about. He also brings that passion to his best-selling books. His latest children's book is called The Last Days of Jesus. And I was just talking to Bill about it because he does not talk down to the kids. It's such an interesting and good book. Please welcome back Bill O'Reilly. I think this is a book that's informative to all religions and does not talk down to kids. So congratulations.
Yeah, it's a history book, though. I mean, everybody gets this mixed up. Killing
it's
Jesus.
Not a religious book.
Not a religious book. Just pure history about the most famous human being who ever lived. And the adult book is pretty tough because we get into the Roman Empire and what they did
and crucifixion.
pretty brutal. So we had to make it, you sanitize it a little bit for the children. But we don't, as you said, very perceptively, we don't talk down to the kids.
So we had a number, I think it was on there 12 times, dozen times. We have a number of very good conversations. And then it got progressively progressive View. Now, just insane. But Barbara Walters, look, very tough woman. I'm not sanitizing her. A lot of people didn't like her. She didn't care. A good businesswoman. But was always fair with me. Always. And I got to know her as a person, and I respected her a lot. Now, tomorrow we'll do what they did today, and I think you'll find it interesting. Smart Life. Okay, this is important. So I got two bills over the Christmas holiday. One overcharged me $100, and the other was a $500 doctor's bill for an office visit one of the urchins had for 15 minutes. Okay. Now, the $100 overcharge, I went in person and said, it took them 8 seconds. Oh, well, we made a mistake. Okay. I didn't have to break any windows. The other doctor, I'm going to take care of him. You need to know in your county, and this is vitally important, who heads up the Consumer Affairs Department in your county. I get hundreds of letters about people getting screwed, okay? I can help some of you through the concierge program on BillO'Reilly.com. That's what we do there. Concierge members get direct access to me. But most of the time, it's small and I can't really do much. But the Consumer Affairs Department in your county can. So you need to know who's in charge and who's the major domo in the office. Just call them up. And you just say, look, I'd like to get to know your office better. And they'll be flattered. And then if you have a problem in your county, if somebody's screwing you, you have a place to go. And those people can, you know, get you what you need quickly. Smart life. Use the Consumer Affairs Department in your county. Okay, I don't have time to do banish words. We're going to do them tomorrow. Because this day in history, and then we got mail, and then we got final thought, okay? So Jack Ruby, the man who shot and killed Lee Harvey Oswald, the assassin of JFK, died at 55 on this day, January 3rd, 1967, 56 years ago. All right, so Ruby was a low-level mob guy in Dallas. He ran strip clubs and gambling joints. How he got access to Oswald was all the cops in Dallas knew Ruby. And Ruby just said, look, I just want to see him being transported out, which is what the cops in Dallas were doing to Oswald. They were sending him to a more secure facility. And the cops said to Ruby, yeah, all right, just stand over there. And then Ruby, when Oswald came out, Ruby pulled out his revolver and shot him. And Oswald went to Parkland Hospital, okay, where JFK went, and died. Ruby charged with murder, convicted. Conviction overturned. Okay, but this is Texas in 1963, which was a little dicey down there. Anyway, Ruby dies in Parkland, all three of them now in Parkland, of an illness, which we believe he had when he'd assassinated Oswald. We, Martin Dugard and I, Killing Kennedy is the book. We believe that Jack Ruby, knew he was going to die. And that's why he killed Oswald. That's what happened on this day in 1967. Okay, quick break, back with mail and a final thought.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go to the mail. Nelson, concierge member Nelson, thank you. It's really a crime that so many of these posts on the internet are getting upset over Santos. Do you really believe the Democrat Party is any better? How many of them lie, whether in front of the cameras in Congress or when appearing in front of their so-called constituents? All politicians lie. Okay, maybe that's true, but when you are a fraud in an election, you can't serve. Nelson, I know you know that. George, another concierge member. I wonder who the people who voted for Fetterman in Pennsylvania thought they were electing. They clearly didn't know or they care. But people voting for Santos are supposed to care. I care. I voted for him. I don't want a fraud representing me. Anonymous. Periodically, the news media will show a list of Biden's lies that go back to his early days. I don't think any candidate should lie nor should the media. They have the responsibility to be truthful. That being said, there should be equal accountability. Never going to happen. Never in a million years. That would be a perfect world. We don't live in a perfect world. Gary Anderson, Brooklyn, New York, with the so-called omnibus spending bill now saddled upon us. Senator Rand Paul's Festivus Report 2022 is worthy. I agree. I mean, Senator Paul, who I don't really get along with too well, he's good on this issue. Julia Greenstein, Norwalk, Connecticut. I'm curious. I know that none of the higher-ups care about the fentanyl crisis and let drug dealers go. Would they feel the same way if their family members died from fentanyl? Who knows? I mean, ideology trumps a lot of things. But again, congratulations, Colorado. Al Davis, Camden, Missouri, just finished reading Killing the Killers. One thing that struck me is if Islamic fanatics of ISIS have such a deep hatred of America, wouldn't they be likely crossing the southern border? Of course. Of course. Dope dealers, terrorists, everybody. Of course. Scott Kirley, Oahu, Hawaii. I have a bit of a problem. My amazing wife bought me the entire Killing series for Christmas. Where should I start? I would start with Killing England, get the revolution down, then go to Killing Lincoln. And then from there, it doesn't really matter. But Killing England, Killing Lincoln will set you about America and the two biggest things that happened early on. Diane, I love your advice on smart life. I'm drinking water at restaurants and ordering appetizers and a side salad. I order two appetizers now, and it fills me up. Got to know where to go. But the entrees for $50, I get two nice appetizers. And I'm full. And I save a bundle. Okay. We have a new product, the No Spin Mug. So we have the Stand Up For Your Country mugs. A lot of, they sold out, but I think we got them back. The No Spin Mug is new, brand new. These mugs are fabulous. We sold a ton of them. So if you want them, we got them. Word of the day, no skullduggery, one word, skullduggery. No skullduggery when writing to us. Final thought in a moment.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so I hope you had a very prosperous New Year's celebration and, of course, a great Christmas. You know, a lot of people are glad it's over. I'm not. Particularly Christmas. I don't care about New Year's. I didn't do anything on New Year's. I read a book. I'm a boring guy to begin with, and, you know, I can't even tell you how disinterested I am in the ball drop and all of that. And it's me. Okay, I'm not disparaging anybody who likes it. But Christmas is special. You know, I like the whole thing, the generosity of it. I like the whole culture that we've developed in America about it. Yeah, you can be greedy and go shopping and all that. Okay, but I like giving people stuff, the stuff that they like. And we had a great Christmas here. My sister is an excellent cook. I can't do anything. And it was just really nice. And Holly the Terror Dog got presents, and she liked them. Everybody was happy. Urchins are happy. Everybody's happy. So I'm not happy that Christmas is over, and I like Christmas. And I realize that I don't have all that many Christmases to go, you know, so you want to savor it. And I did. It was a calm thing. I wasn't racing around. You know, we do it. Now, I got to go to the Islanders game. I got to go to the Knicks game. There, you know, we like all that. And everybody at the arenas are very respectful to me. And, you know, it was very good experience. Had some good meals, whole positive thing. But I set it up to be positive. And that's a key on this final thought. Any kind of an event, you've got to set it up so that if something goes wrong, it's an act of God, not your fault. Set it up. But I appreciate Christmas now far more than I did when I was 5 or 6 years old, and I love Santa Claus because it is a special day. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you again tomorrow.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.